Griffith. It's 919 straight up. And this report and this Mary Griffith Show, as always, brought to you by Hillbean Auto Body. When it happens to you, take it to Hillbean. Well, the glass is half full. We're looking at it from an optimistic point of view. Adam Dusterhaus is here from the Adams County United Way, and you are halfway to your $1.1 million goal.
That's
as
right.
A pledge is received.
Yeah.
550,000 people have, or
well,
$550,000 have been pledged.
That's a lot of people.
And that's a lot of people. $550,000 has been pledged so far, and you're a little bit ahead of last year's timeline.
Yeah.
And so there's much to be thankful for and optimistic about.
You know, we're going into the Thanksgiving holiday, and like you said, a lot to be thankful for. You know, 2020, I don't think I have to explain it to our listeners or you. You know, it's been a difficult year for many people out there. But you know what I take from it is I've really seen the community band together. You know, I've really seen people step up in a big way. Now, that's not just this year. I've had the pleasure of being with United Way 2.5 years now. I'm a lifelong Quincyan as well. But just seeing how the community has come together to help our friends and neighbors in need, it really is humbling, Mary. I mean, I know you yourself, you do what you can as far as volunteering as a loan exec and your financial contribution as well, just like a lot of our listeners, you know. So it's been a difficult year, but I just cannot thank everybody enough for investing what they have so far into the campaign. Like you said, we're over halfway. It's trending a little bit better than last year, which, you know, it's great. We've had a lot of people step up and say, I'll give more this year than I did last year because I know that the need is so great. We also want to stress there's still a long ways to go, okay? Like,
right.
Our goal is $1.1 million, you know, and that's a hefty, lofty number, you know, and we think, how in the world do we get there? Well, Mary, we get there together, you know. We get there by giving what we can where we can, you know. So a lot of people are familiar with our employer campaign. You know, they see those pledge cards come across their desk. They get an email from HR or accounting saying, hey, it's United Way week. You know, make sure you get your pledge card in. We really do thank those people that have invested their hard-earned dollars through their employer and said, you know, I will give what I can, 5, 10, it doesn't matter. You know, it all goes towards helping everybody in need here in this community. And we also want to stress, if you're not part of an employer campaign, there's still other ways to give. You know, you can write a check, send it into our mailing address, 936 Broadway. You can text to give. All this information is on our website right now. We've also got Giving Tuesday coming up in exactly 1 week, you know, so we want to make mention of that, you know, and anybody who's not familiar with that, it's just a global way, or in our case, a localized way to get awareness and attention out there regarding our mission. So any way that our listeners can help, Mary, you know, we just want them to know that the need is still great. Yes, we're halfway there, but, you know, we can't take our foot off the pedal. You know, we have to still keep this going. This is too important. You know, us fulfilling our mission this year is way too important because the people that rely on us each and every year, pandemic or not, you know, they're still looking to us to fulfill their mission and their dividends that they count on each and every year. That's what we can do for them, but we can't do that for them without the community investing in us. So, you know, my takeaway, my 5-minute spiel here, my takeaway is, you know, thank you to those that have invested their hard-earned dollars in us, but there's still more to do. So please do what you can for the United Way annual campaign.
And if you have not given yet, there is still time. And believe me, I was just laughing because Brian Durante is another loan exec, and we were laughing because I just today handed in two of my accounts to Adam Dusterhaus. Two more are outstanding, and I'm tracking them down. And Brian's having the same problem with a few stragglers, you know, but it's okay because the most important thing is we know these people will give. And one thing that I think this year is really critical, a lot of people, they were making a payroll deduction gift, and then they got laid off.
Mm-hmm.
Now they may be back at work. Please, if you can, resume your payroll deduction gift because it definitely is needed. And for those of you who perhaps have never given to the United Way, this is the year we need you because some people will not be able to give this year that have given in the past. Although most people, I think, understand that the United Way is that safety net we cannot do without.
There's a lot of people, we hear this from agencies all the time, you know, without our dollars, their programs that they're able to do would go away, or they themselves would have to fundraise. And I know you know a little bit about fundraising, but it's hard. You know, it's time-consuming. It's difficult, you know. What we can do throughout the year is we can help them by allowing them to focus on the services and programs that they provide that ultimately help build up the community, you know, together. What we can do is we can fundraise for them, and we can contribute the community's investments and transfer them to them, you know, so that they don't have to do it themselves, you know. These 19 partner agencies, a lot of these services, you know, they're helping people get back on their feet financially. You know, they're putting a meal in front of them. They're housing them for the week or weekend, you know. It's just making ends meet, you know. It's providing more affordable counseling, which I think is going to be a desperate need going forward, especially with the financial and emotional problems that we've been dealing with. It all helps build the community up. It all helps the people around us, people that we know, people that we don't know. It doesn't matter. A community gets stronger when its citizens believe in it. And I think that that's what United Way's mission is about. And that's what we can do for everyone around us, our partners, our services, our programs. It's far too important, Mary, to just leave the chance. So I really do implore people to, you know, consider making a gift. If you've given in the past, perhaps give a little bit more because you've been blessed or financially able this past year. If you've never given in the past, know that your dollars are going to do a lot of good. It's community vetted. People just like you and me, well, not me, staff, but volunteers like you,
right,
out
I've
in the industry.
I've been on all sides of it. I've collected money. I've asked for money, and I've been part of the team that distributes money.
And it's all volunteer-led.
And
it's
all
never
volunteer,
staff.
And it's very worthwhile and useful, and I tell you, these people take this very seriously. They are all volunteers. They're community leaders. And a lot of them are people that just go about their day-to-day business quietly in our community, but use their powers to help the United Way. So definitely, definitely very important that the United Way campaign succeed this year. And let's be honest, the United Way and the Community Foundation were chosen to get special grants this year to help. And that is a pretty good indication that when a community is in crisis and the government officials and others say, who are we going to get to help us run this? Who are we going to get to take the lead on this, to take point on this? The United Way and the Community Foundation were the points.
Yeah.
And that is a clear indication to me that you handle your money very well, because as they say in the Bible, if I entrust you with much, then much is expected,
yeah.
And much was expected, and you delivered.
This past year, if anybody doesn't know already, Adams County Together, it's a coalition of different entities. There's, oh my goodness, over a dozen, ranging from the city government to chamber, the district, the county, of course. But anyways, they entrusted the United Way to really financially and administratively run the Adams County Together COVID-19 Relief Fund. Ugh. And, you know, that's been going on since really the middle of March, maybe, end of March, when they really came together. Big businesses stepped up. Individuals stepped up. We saw checks come in. We saw people saying, how can I help? It was so humbling to just get this communication out there and for people to just say, how can I help? And so, to date, over $160,000 has been raised. We've continued to see checks come in. We've been helping small businesses, faith-based organizations, nonprofits, and individuals. It's all checked and balanced. So when you call up, you say, I need help with my medical bills. I need help with my utilities, my mortgage, my rent. We have you fill out some papers. We put forth your case to the Unmet Needs Committee, which United Way helps run. And then you get the financial help that you need in just a matter of weeks, really. So it's all, you know, vetted there internally. It's all well run. The Unmet Needs Committee stemmed out of the flood of 93, so they've been doing what they've been doing for a while now. And, you know, we can't be more grateful that all these entities entrusted us with this hard work, you know, because it really is worthwhile work.
And we'll come out of this stronger because of that.
I really do think so. You know?
I think the flood of 93 when I look back at that and I think about life before the flood of 93 and after the flood of 93, we came together as a community that it was no longer, this is the city limits of Quincy.
Oh, yes.
Or whatever. It was, this is us.
Yeah.
And we are going to be strong together, and we're going to help each other out. And this COVID-19 has been the same thing. It's been a blow, but the water recedes eventually, and COVID-19 goes away eventually, and then the cleanup and the aftermath. But eventually we get back to even stronger than we were before because of lessons we have learned.
Yeah.
And United Way is taking the lead on that, and something to be very, very proud of. Quincy always is a little shining beacon on the hill.
It is.
We are expected to be the big brother and big sister to some of the smaller communities in our area, and we accept that because they come to our community and spend their dollars here. They are employed here. And so we know we have to take care of people. The population of Quincy may only be 40,000, but on any given day, 70,000 people are working in Quincy. So, you know, we know that we are the center, and we need to act as the center.
And we do. And we see that with United Way. You know, I've gotten to know a lot of our local business leaders, you know, people that, you know, their dedication to United Way precedes me by a lot, and I can learn a lot from them, you know, and I feel very grateful to be in the position that I am to steer the ship along with people like you that help make our mission possible. So, again, we can't stress it enough. You know, if you've given to us in the past, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. If you've not yet had a chance, there's information on our website, unitedwayadamsco.org. Find us on Facebook. You can always call us up, 217-222-5020. But yeah, just anything that we can do to provide you more information as to how you can contribute to our mission to help the community around us, you know, anything that we can do to provide that to you, we will. So,
okay, well, let's talk about Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because, we're going to have Bruce Guthrie on here in just a moment. Small Business Saturday, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and then a genius came up with the fact that let's quit buying all this stuff for ourselves and for other people. Let's think about those less fortunate. And thus was born Giving Tuesday, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
There you go.
So how does United Way fit into Giving Tuesday?
Well, I mean, if no one's familiar with it, it's a way for us all to band together to utilize the power of many to further a mission or a message. Like you just got done saying, it's always the Tuesday following Thanksgiving, okay? So it's a way for typically nonprofits to advocate for whatever it is that is their cause, okay? Our cause, of course, this year is the annual campaign, okay? So any dollars that we can raise on Giving Tuesday goes towards our annual campaign, okay? Stays local, goes through services and programs, goes through our funding agencies. But the ways that you can do it is typically online. You know, that's traditionally where Giving Tuesday happens, you know. So we'll be sending out correspondence via email, via social media, our website that I just listed, UnitedWayAdamsCo.org. There's actually a give button that you can give electronically with a debit or credit card. But it's just a way for us to get out in front of people the same way all other nonprofits are throughout the world as a global event. And, you know, this community bands together on Tuesday, right after you just got done buying things on Cyber Monday. Think about your local nonprofits, you know, and I also want to advocate for the great work that all the other nonprofits in the area do, not just United Way, but, you know, we all need the community's support, you know, and I'm here talking about our mission, but there's a lot of local missions that need help as well. And Giving Tuesday is just a way for them to get out in front of you with their mission and their message and perhaps garner a little bit of investment from you. So find us online that day. Like I said, we'll send out correspondence on social media leading up to that day. But just another way for us to get in front of people and garner some investments from the community.
Before I let you go, I want to touch on two things. Again, I have a little bit more information than the average bear, having been a loaned executive, but I do want to say that there are two kinds of people I think that get overlooked when it comes to giving. Those who work at a company that the company management has decided that they're not going to send out United Way pledge cards, mm-hmm. they're not going to make an effort as a company. They may feel it's intrusive. They don't want to be pressuring their employees.
Yeah.
If you have not been contacted for years and you're not going to be contacted by your boss, that's fine. But you can make a gift, and please do. You don't have to. You can always make a gift as an individual. You don't have to be part of a work group make a gift. And so I want to encourage everyone who maybe their company is not a United Way contributor. It doesn't mean you can't be a contributor. The other thing, maybe your boss makes a corporate gift on behalf of his or her company, and it's quite a substantial gift, and he does it on behalf of all the employees. Be sure to say thank you to your boss, but also know you can also make a gift. We would also love to have an extra gift from you in addition to the corporate gift. And I find that when I'm out talking with people, these are the two groups that get maybe left out the most and aren't asked enough to give. Those who their employer does not participate in the campaign, so they don't know much about it, or those whose employer writes a very generous check, but the employees can still, you know, I'm encouraging you, go ahead. Your company is successful. You're part of a group that supports our community. You individually can also support our community.
Yeah, you know, retirees are a big contributor to our campaign. You know, each and every year they continue to mail in their checks or stop in to see us, you know, saying, I gave for 20, 30 years, you know, through this company that believed in us, and I don't want that to drop off. So you bring up a good point. You know, we're oftentimes seen as an employer campaign. I mentioned those pledge cards that come across your desk. Well, if you don't have a desk and you don't have an employer, there's still ways for you to contribute. You know, I just got done saying our website, UnitedWayAdamsCo.org. Our mailing address is listed on there as well. You know, these people that were once employed, you know, have something to give back. They saw their employer step up. They themselves volunteered throughout their career. You know, now that they're either not employed or retired or out of the area, we don't want to discredit or say that they can't contribute to our campaign. So there's a number of different ways that you can do it. Any little bit helps, any amount helps to help our friends and neighbors in need, Mary.
Okay, thank you very much. Adam Dusterhaus, I'll probably be talking to you again right before Christmas, I guess.
Yeah.
And so hopefully by then we'll have even more great news. But folks, they're halfway there. They need you to keep pushing. If you haven't made your United Way donation yet, please do so today so they can get that all tabulated and Adam Dusterhaus can have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mary.
Turkey Day.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Back to your family. Is your sister going to get to come home?
So we're doing a smaller event.
Yeah.
We've already talked about doing Zoom conference calls all day. But, yeah, we're going to do it safely.
You can't eat mom's turkey legs on Zoom, though,
can you? No, we can't. No, it doesn't taste the same. No. But we're going to do it safely. I hope everybody listening is going to do it safely and happily as well.
Okay, well, you'll be there with mom. You get the real turkey leg. Okay, good for you. Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show goes onward and upward. Bruce Guthrie has joined me from the district. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. I'm glad to be here. So glad to be here this morning.
I'm glad to have you here, and we are talking about shopping locally and supporting our local businesses in the district. And you've got quite an event planned for Saturday to encourage people to come downtown to the district and spend their money.
Well, it's such an important time, Mary, every year to shop local, all the time shop local, but right now especially. And Small Business Saturday, which is a nationally focused day that American Express started several years ago, is so important to all small businesses across the country and very important, of course, to our community. So supporting your small business and shopping local in so many ways is just so vital every year, but especially this year.
Yeah, we know that on, you know, Black Friday traditionally, although I think it's been toned down quite a bit, because after all, it's not responsible to try to encourage large hordes of people to come so that the first 10 can get the big screen TV. That's not, I think a lot of them are being more socially responsible, but we always had Friday where we went out to maybe the chain stores or the big box stores and tried to get that one item, you know, that was going to be an incredible deal. But downtown, we can't have people that, you know, they don't have those lost leaders. You know, your local shops can't give away things like that. in hopes that other people will come in. So we have to just support them in the way that we can, and that is Small Business Saturday. So basically it just means, and like you said, American Express is all the way around behind it. Just get out your money or your credit card and go to a locally owned business and buy something on Small Business Saturday just to show that you're propping up our local economy. And by golly, I thought years ago we needed it, but who could have ever thought how much we need it now? Some of these local businesses in the district, it's been really tough for them. And I know you don't want empty storefronts in 2021.
No, you're exactly right. It is so important. I talk to these business owners all the time, and I'm Mary, I'm just astounded and impressed by their just hard work and what they do to keep things going. And as I tell people, I go, these folks are, this is their business. They also are not only their business are fighting what the pandemic brings to that, but they'll also remember they have families. They have issues with kids and other family members that might be affected by COVID, also closing or quarantined, and so they're staffing. It's an ongoing issue, and they worked really hard this year to create new ideas on how they conduct their business. But Saturday is so important. It's so important for so many ways. I mean, these folks are your neighbors. These are your friends. These are people that should call on to support you. You know, I talk a lot of these businesses. They're the ones getting the calls all the time from everybody to support their little league team or their booster club or whatever. Well, now's the time to support them. And, you know, I can tell people is buy a, if you can't, buy a gift card, buy a restaurant, you're going to go eat at X restaurant, right? Why don't you go ahead and get a gift card now, get some cash flow for them because they're trying to hang on. So it's just, it's an important weekend. You know, about what they say about 70 cents per dollar stays in the community when you support local or when you buy local. And that also, those local dollars are the ones that support sales tax. It helps support your city services. So now when you think about going to one of the big box stores, how about or ordering online? Try to find it.
Don't order online. Find it in one of our local stores. And they have online presence too.
Yes,
so,
they do.
You know, I just saw Illinois School Supply. The truck just drove by. Paul Stegeman would be more than happy to sell you something online if that's what you want.
And he'll deliver it to you.
He'll deliver it.
Paul's fantastic. And you know, there's a lot of that you call, like I've had this conversation with, go, well, they may not be open, or they don't all not online. I said, call them. They'll set up, I got a bunch of them, they'll set up a private appointment for you. They'll stay open later. They'll deliver it to you. There's no reason why if you want something that's here, let's buy it here.
Buy it here, buy it here, buy it here as much as you can. And, of course, the windows are going to be decorated downtown. The lights will be up in Washington Park. And the Quincy Fire Department has their special guest, Santa Claus, that is going to be in a little mini parade. So talk about that on
Saturday.
Well,
we're just, you know, again, you know, the last, 4 years we've done the Light the Park ceremony in the middle of Washington Park. And we've had up to, you know, a couple thousand people show up on Saturday night after Thanksgiving to light the park ceremony. But we can't do that now. So we kind of came up with this idea of a Christmas cruise, which is going down Main Street from 12th and Main, heading toward 5th, turning right on 5th. Along Main, you're going to be able to see everybody who's decorated, some lights that people have. And we're going to have some special guests along the streets. It's going to be some special characters from... Probably, I think Buddy the Elf might be
Buddy
making an appearance.
Buddy the Elf is always popular.
Yeah, and so we're going to have some other ones. They're going to be along waving. They'll be waving at the kids and the cars. Then you're going to get up to Washington Park, which we've been working hard for the last couple of weeks. We worked all weekend. I think I slept up here this past weekend in Washington Park getting this ready, but we're excited about that. And you'll be able to see the 40-foot tree and all the lights. And then you're going to go down to Vermont Street. You're going to take a right, and you're going to end up at the firehouse. And Chief Hanning and that crew, they wanted to be involved this year. They want to give away some toys to all the kids that are in the cars, and you know, they usually have an open house every year. I think it's more into December, but they can't have that, so they wanted to participate. So it's going to be a fun night for you to get out and see the lights and enjoy it. And listen, one thing I want to bring up is that people said something about why can't we get out into Washington Park? Yes, Washington Park's going to be open, you know, with lights all the way through from about, well, I think it programmed like 4 or 5 o'clock till midnight. The lights will be on every night, and we have cutouts over there, so you're going to be able to go and take your picture in front of Buddy the Elf, and you're going to be able to take your picture. We have a snow globe out there now. You can take your picture. You got the 40-foot tree. You can walk around, enjoy the lights. So it's still, you know, everything else is going on, Mary. We still have, you know, a great holiday season coming up, and we need to enjoy it.
And we need to get out and walk around Washington Park and enjoy the Christmas. You know, I think one thing that is going to happen, Bruce, I hope it's happening. I know it's happening in my heart. I'm just feeling more the true spirit of Christmas this year than I have in many years. So many years, I do get kind of saddened about how it's all about buying gifts and what can I get and what am I going to give and what am I going to get? And it's a little bit too commercial for me, I'll be honest. Although I think it's wonderful to be able to give gifts, and I certainly think if you're going to buy things, buy them locally. I always do, you know, do your best. But it's become crass commercialism took over Christmas. This year, we're forced to turn inward a little bit and look more at ourselves and what the real meaning of Christmas is. And that may be making a charitable gift to a charity. It may be buying locally more things that have more meaning to rather than just something that, oh, here's a gift for you and here's my gift for me. And we're swapping, you know, $25, $50, $100 gifts. I think that it's more for the little kids this year about the magic of Santa, because they're really worried. How will Santa come? But well, Santa has a mask, you know. Rudolph will have his red nose covered up, I'm sure. It's all going to happen. So.
Well, you made a great point. That's well said, Mary. I agree with you. I've noticed that too. Is also you're sort of looking at you're looking at your family and your friends a lot more, and what this Christmas is about. And of course, yeah, the commercialism does get a little to me. I'm the same with you. I get a little tired of that. I mean, it's more about the holiday and what it's about. So I think that was really well said, and it means so much to the community. And this community does so many things locally, and what they're fighting. You know, again, I just got off. I ran over here. I just got off of another week. We meet every week. A task force. The city of Quincy is working so hard to battle this thing. And again, the free rapid testings. Almost 7,500 people have done it. It's such a wonderful thing that this city's done. There's people working every day to help out, to make it better.
I was in line at the grocery store the other day, and a lady behind me, she said she was a nurse for 38 years. She's retired now, but she's volunteering at the rapid testing site at 33rd and Broadway because she says, you know, I have my nursing skills and I can still do it. And, you know, I don't think she probably wants to do it 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, but she did it that day. And, you know, that kind of giving back to others of skills that you have is just amazing. It's what our community is all about.
Well, there's so many things that are going on like that, and it's so important to do the rapid testing and what the community did, what the city came together, this task force, to help the community, because our hospitals are almost at capacity, and we've got it, and we're starting to see. We're getting people out of the mainstream and in quarantine that are testing positive, and it's so important. And we're making some real headway there. And there's so many people, like you said, are volunteering. They're coming together to buy food for all those folks down. They're down there, what, 8 to 8? And I talked to a lot of them. They're down there past 8 o'clock because they're doing a lot of still doing the phone calls and everything.
Right.
So it's such a great community. So it comes back to the holidays. Let's support locally. Let's support these restaurants. And restaurants, I want to bring real quick, Mary, that industry gets hit all the time. It's very frustrating to me because there's such great people out there, and they're getting hit on this. Buy a gift card. You're gonna go to Times Square here downtown, wonderful restaurant. You're gonna go to Times Square. Go ahead and get online, get a gift card. You know they're really fighting this thing as best they can, and we need to keep supporting these restaurants and do curbside, do pickup, whatever it may be, to help them out.
Yeah, pick your restaurants and say I'm going to support these locally owned restaurants. These are local people who are hanging by a thread. Some of them really need that carryout, you know, that carryout meal that you say, I'm going to have that carryout meal. They're depending on that to keep themselves afloat and to keep, most importantly, all their employees afloat. And let's talk about that because I saw nationally one in every six restaurants in the United States is now closed. Now, that may not be a permanent closure, but we all know that once a restaurant stays closed for 6 months, it is difficult to revamp that and restart that. What do you feel? Because I know that restaurants and hospitality are a big part of the district. How is it going? Have we lost some restaurants? Where are we in the state of the restaurant?
Well, I'm very impressed and keep my fingers crossed that these guys can hang on. It's very frustrating because that industry gets targeted. You know, got targeted very first, then it got targeted again. You know, my only hope, you know, my main, and I'll say my opinion, I wish that the government would look at something to help. If you're going to close down that industry, why don't you help them a little bit? But that's just my opinion.
Well, you could pay them to make meals for the people who are out of work, for example.
I mean, there you go. It's a great example.
Ironic that our food, you know, our food pantries are overwhelmed, and Horizons and the Salvation Army and people that serve hot meals a day, they're seeing greater demand, and yet all these chefs and restaurant workers, you know, have extra time. I mean, why doesn't the, you know, why couldn't the government say, okay, here is, you know, a budget. You're going to make meals, and people that are hungry are going to come down to your restaurant and do
yes.
a carryout.
Yes.
And, yeah, it's not going to be, you know, of course it's not going to be, you know, filet mignon and yeah. and a shrimp cocktail, mm-hmm. but it's going to be something that you can do for our community and we can do for you.
Well, and I've seen, Mary, the first time in the last few weeks I've talked to some of our restaurant owners, and the first time I've seen a real stress. And I think a lot of it is just the stress of not only their business, but also, like you said, their employees. What's happening too is their wait staff is it's hard to keep. You keep going back on board and getting going back to work, and then you get shut down again. What do? You start looking at other industries.
Right.
So what there's a real concern is when this whole thing's over, and it's going to be over pretty good, is where they were already before this was tough to get wait staff.
It's tough to get out, I know.
There's real concern right now from the restaurant folks.
Yeah, I had a little side hustle
yeah.
at a local restaurant, and I haven't worked there since March 16th. I saw the owner the other day, and I missed him so much, and I told him, say hi to the staff that does remain, you know, and I'll come back someday. But who would have thought when I left work on March 16th that I would not see my friends there at that restaurant now? I haven't seen them. I haven't, you know, it's been crazy.
Doesn't seem March 16th of just seems, I don't know what that is and what we're at.
And I'm afraid that March 16th is going to come around again because they've already
yes.
canceled Punxsutawney Phil out in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. They said we can't have crowds. I tell you what, if they don't have St. Patrick's Day at St. Rose again, you know, it's going to be like a whole, that's the bellwether for me, because that was the first event that had to go carry out. Was the St. Rose St. Patrick's Day dinner. Because I remember when they announced the shutdown, I was at the St. Dominic Fish Fry. But the shutdown wasn't until the 17th, and it was the 13th. And then on the 16th, I left my restaurant job, and I said, well, call me when you need me. And every time I see him, we still need you, but we can't have you now. So it's been a little bit crazy. But let's all get together. Go out and enjoy the district on Saturday, November 28th. Open up your wallet. Buy lots and lots and lots of stuff, and then you can be a part of the Christmas cruise presented by Blessing House System. You can see all the windows decorated. You can get out and walk around downtown if you want. Buddy the Elf and holiday characters will be on along 12th and Main all the way down to 6th and Main and 5th and Main as they go into the park. And then the fire department wants you to come by and get a little gift from Toys for Tots. Saturday night at the firehouse.
And Santa will be at the firehouse. So.
And Santa will be
yes.
at the firehouse for sure, making sure. I know that the firefighters do love Christmas, and they do love giving back. And again, this year our small shop owners have been on the front line. Our firefighters have been on the front line. Everybody that's on the front line is still giving back to our community the way they always have. So it's just been wonderful. So shop small. Shop small Saturday, support the district, and for the love of Pete, go out and buy a restaurant gift card and keep these folks afloat. You know, the poor boys at the patio, you know, they bought the patio and it's supposed to be open in October. I guess
I know,
no need to
I
hurry
know,
now.
I know, it's coming too. That's coming, and the new tiramisu. I mean, we got a lot of great things. There's still a lot of great things happening. It's not like things have stopped. We're going to get through this, but like you said, just support local. You're going to just support. Stay off that easy ordering online and do it local.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary.